Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, as always here to introduce the show. This is a show in which Scapy tells scary stories to everybody, but we are in the middle of a special series where Scapy is telling all six parts of Herbert West Reanimator over the course of six shows. Isn't that right, Scapy?
Yes, that is correct. Herbert West Reanimator is a very good story so far. We're going to be halfway done at the end of this episode, so that's very exciting.
Right. And with us this time to listen to part three of Herbert West Reanimator is Ptolemy's inner psyche. Now, that's sort of a strange thing to say, but Ptolemy is sitting somewhere until he dies, apparently, and we don't have him here because he's still sitting there, but we have telepathic communication with him, and we're going to be recording him that way. So we do have his inner psyche listening in and talking with us. Is that not correct, Mr. Ptolemy's inner psyche?
Yes, that is correct. I am Ptolemy's inner psyche. I am thinking about things right now, and I'm thinking things to you. So that is, in fact, how this is going to work.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Now, here to recap what was learned last time on the show is our previous listener, Mr. Muffin.
Hello.
Do you mean Mr. Waffles, the dog that I killed by accident?
Well, it wasn't an accident.
Oh, no, it wasn't an accident. But is that who it is?
No. This is Mr. Muffin's Arbuckle. This is a dog that Fatty Arbuckle killed. It's just a weird coincidence.
Oh, that's very strange.
Yes. But anyway, Mr. Muffins.
Hello.
Just too strange.
Okay, so like, last week there was a story about these guys who look like my dad, and they got out of medical school and wanted to bring the dead back from the dead to life. And they kept trying, but they didn't have fresh enough bodies. So, and they were arguing, this one guy was arguing with this other guy about if he should do it, and the other guy wasn't curious enough, and he died, and because he didn't want to know about new bugs, I guess. And
you're screwing this up, you stupid dog. It was about Dean Halsey and the typhoid.
I'm supposed to recap. I'm just doing it. This is what I took away from the story. And so Dean Halsey dies, and they bring him back, but he's kind of a creature, and he kills 14 to 18 people, maybe 15 to 19 people.
15 to 19.
Okay. And he comes back to life, and then it's scary, and that was the end of part two.
Fine.
All right. Thank you for that. So now, Scapy, it's time for you to begin part three.
Yes, it is. Herbert West, Reanimator by H.P. Lovecraft. Part three, Six Shots by Moonlight. Okay, once upon a time, it's like kind of weird that somebody would be like, I'm going to shoot the gun six times or six bullets, because it's like, you only need to shoot one usually to kill something, right? But Herbert West is kind of strange, so it turns out he was like, bang, 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 or whatever, six of them, so bang, 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 bang. Bang? I don't know, six.
Six would be bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, but it was even faster than that.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, I think that was what it was like. But that's kind of strange. In addition, you know what else is strange? Is that two dudes who are getting to be doctors would be, like, lying about why they chose the house that they would be doctors in. But that was what we did. We lied. Because we didn't want to say that we chose the house we were choosing because it was far away from people and it was near a cemetery.
I was in the cemetery once. Presumably Mr. Waffles is in a cemetery now. Do they bury dogs in cemeteries? It's sort of a strange question.
No, they don't. And I don't... Why are you thinking about that?
I'm sorry. Sometimes my mind wanders.
Well, don't. You gotta focus on this scary story. So let me tell you. It was very sensible of us to lie about this. It seems weird, but let me tell you, it's sensible because we were pretending that we were just doctors. But really, we had a much greater purpose because Herbert West was obsessed with bringing back the dead from death to life again. So we had to be near a cemetery so he could steal dead bodies to bring back to life. There. Now, Herbert West and I were friends from college. We met in medical school, and I started helping him back then on the crazy experiments with the dead people and bringing him back to life. So when we graduated from college, we were like, well, let's stay together, and we had to try to find a place that needed two doctors, and it was kind of difficult, but we found one. It was in a town called Bowton, and it had a mill where they had, you know, a lot of workers who didn't speak English, so most doctors were like, oh, don't speak English.
Bleh. Well, I don't speak English. I don't know what the problem is, so it doesn't seem like it's bad to not speak English. For example, none of the people I know speak English, as far as I'm aware. I think we all speak many different languages.
You're speaking English right now!
That's ridiculous. I'm not speaking English. I'm thinking, and I'm thinking in my language.
But I'm hearing you in English!
Well, then it has something to do with the psychic translation, but I don't speak English, I tell you.
Whatever! Anyway, look, we were just right. We'll work with those people because we get to be in this cottage that is kind of off to the side of everything and relatively close to the cemetery. Not like right next to it. We would have liked to be closer, but we had to be also close to the patients, kind of. So there's nobody between us and the cemetery, so we could walk from the cemetery to our house with a dead body and nobody would see us. That's what was important. And our doctor business was kind of doing really well. It was sort of surprising. We were like, oh, there's a lot of people. And if we were just regular doctors, we would have been like, awesome. But we, like I said, we were not. So we were like, okay, boring, you guys, stop getting sick. And they not only were getting sick, but they would always be fighting or stabbing each other or stupid stuff like that, those people. So we would be like, okay, I'm going to help you. Suck, 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 suck. Because we just wanted to bring dead people back. But whatever. And we had a secret laboratory down in the basement with electric lights and craziness. And in the middle of the night, if we could get a sample, we would be giving it chemicals and to bodies and stuff and trying to bring them back to life. And you have to make sure you have really fresh bodies. That's the thing. Because a lot of times, we would get bodies that were just not fresh enough. We'd put it in and it would be nothing. Nothing would happen. We'd be like, oh, it didn't work because it wasn't fresh enough. Da-da-da-da-da. Because, I mean, we knew this from way back. Because back in college, we had gotten some bodies that were not quite as fresh as our dad, okay? And at least ever since then, we've been kind of freaked out. And Herbert West felt like he was being fired for some reason. And it makes sense that we'd be freaked out because at least one of them was still alive. There was Dr. Halsey. He was still locked up in the asylum, still alive after we brought him back from the dead. And the first body that we brought back, we don't even really know what happened. Maybe he's alive, maybe not. Who knows?
So much uncertainty, so much not to know. And in fact, there's a lot that I don't know as well. I mean, Mr. Waffles could be in heaven, Mr. Waffles could be in hell, Mr. Waffles, or perhaps there is no soul and Mr. Waffles has ceased to exist.
Well, no, because Mr. Muffins is a ghost.
Oh. All right, well, then there's that. I suppose that I should be thankful for that.
But he's probably still in hell because he's a dog. Dogs suck. That was one of the lessons from last week that he forgot to mention. Dogs suck, so...
Dogs don't suck. No, that's not true. I feel bad for anything bad I've ever said or done about a dog. Someday you, too, will feel my pain. You will know that you should never have said such hideous things about that dog, and you will just be sitting there thinking, wishing you could take back all the mean and irredeemable things that you've said about dogs.
No, I don't think that's true because dogs suck, whereas cats are awesome. So, in Bolton, we had much better luck for the most part than we did in Arkham with bodies. We would, you know, every once in a while we would find a good one. We got this one that was in pretty good shape and we put in the juice and it opened its eyes and it had this expression that was like so totally regular looking and like, it was as though the expression was like, ah, I see that I am alive once more. That is an interesting thing. But then he died again because it stopped working. I guess it wasn't as fresh as that, but it was like, okay, for a second, I look like he really gets it. But it died. Maybe because it didn't have an arm. I don't know.
Well, I don't think that the arm would keep you from being alive. I mean, you can lose an arm and stay alive.
Yeah, but this one died.
Yes, but I'm saying I doubt it's because of his arm. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Look, it could have been because of his arm.
Well, I suppose anything's possible. But I would point out that there are creatures who don't have arms. I mean, you, for example, don't have any arms. You only have legs, and yet you are able to live.
Well, that's true. Okay, so it's probably not because of his arm. But anyway, look, I mean, the fact is we had a bunch. Sometimes it worked a little bit, sometimes it didn't work at all. The truth is, it was better if it didn't work at all, because sometimes when it worked a little bit, they would go crazy, you know. Anyway, one night, we got a body that we didn't even get from the cemetery. What happened was, one of those foreign guys came up and was like, blah, 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 whatever, saying something. And we were like, okay, we followed him, and they had a fight. Now, I don't mean like an angry fight. I mean, they were having boxing. Boxing was illegal in Bolton, and I'll tell you, it's probably right that it was illegal, because, for example, in this case, one of the guys was totally dead when we got there. We were like, there's O'Brien, he was one of the fighters, and the other guy was the Harlem Smoke, and he was dead. Harlem Smoke was dead. He was, so the Irish guy was like, oh, blah, 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 but the black guy was dead. Everybody was freaked out, because they were like, oh man, are we gonna go to jail, because we were watching a fight? right, I don't know. So Herbert West was like, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll take the body. We'll be all right. What do you think? And they were like, okay, sure. So we took the body. We snuck him home, trying to avoid the police and stuff like that. And, well, it was kind of anticlimactic because we put in the juice and nothing happened. So we put in more juice and nothing happened. And we put in some more. Nothing happened. So we were like, well, crap. So we took him out. We buried him. Not that deep, I guess. But we were like, whatever. Nobody's going to be working over here. So fine. We covered it with dirt and moss and vines or whatever. And the next day, we were very nervous about the police. We were like, oh, what if the police are working? And the fact is, we heard a rumor that there was a fight and somebody died. So we were like, oh, crap, I hope nobody works, oh, crap.
Well, if there was a rumor, that is pretty dangerous, isn't it? It may be that there is someone looking for them. It may be that there's someone looking for me to punish me for Mr. Waffles. Oh, Mr. Waffles, why did I have to hurt you so? I shouldn't have done it. I really shouldn't.
Okay, now for the dogs. Serious. If you kill a dog, you're okay by me. That's the new policy.
Oh, that's a terrible policy. That's really quite a hideous policy, you know. Really, you should never hurt dogs. You should never...
Well, look, just I'll tell you what.
What?
If Herbert West figures out how to reanimate, maybe he would bring back the dogs.
Oh, do you think he would?
Well, you never know, so you better listen very closely to find out.
Oh, yes, okay, yes.
So anyway, I said, who knows what the priest... Herbert West went out to an Italian woman whose son was missing, and she started having heart palpitations or something, and she died. And then the husband was like, Herbert West, why did you let her die? I will kill you! And he tried to kill Herbert West, and everybody was having to hold him back. And Herbert West was like, oh, God, oh, I'm nervous now. And people were looking for this missing child, and they couldn't find him. And, you know, it was just a crazy day. It was a crazy day. And we were so freaked out. We were like, oh, God, if they're looking for this crazy child, then what if they find the dead body we buried? Oh, no, oh, no. So we were nervous, too. And then we went to bed that night, freaked out already. But then, in the middle of the night, something started rattling at the door. Like, rattle, 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 rattle.
Oh, Mr. Waffles used to scratch at the door when I would let him out. When he would want to come back in, he would go rattle, rattle, rattle at the door. And if I would close the door to my bedroom at night, I would hear rattle, 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 let me in, let me in. And he would want to come in and sleep by my side because he loved me so much and he did not deserve to die. He did not deserve to die.
This isn't about your stupid dog. This show officially endorses dead dogs.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just a terrible thing to say.
Look, listen to me. Shut up. Listen to me.
What is it?
We're getting to the scary part of the story and you are screwing it up with your stupid dog.
I'm sorry. I will compose myself. I'm sorry.
You better. Okay, so rattling at the door. And Herbert West woke up too. And he grabbed his gun and he grabbed his flashlight. And he was like, we better go open it because it could be a patient. But, well, okay, let's go check. And so we went downstairs. And the rattling was getting louder. Like, rattle, 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 rattle. We were like, oh, no. And Herbert kind of, I was thinking, oh, man, he's probably scared that it's the Italian dude who wants to kill him. But we went to go open the door. And so I slowly and cautiously unbolted it and threw the door open. And then all of a sudden, Herbert West shot out those bullets. Six of them. Bang, 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 bang. And then I was like, what happened? Why did he shoot all the bullets?
Why did he shoot all the bullets? I don't know. I don't understand.
But what it was, it wasn't the Italian guy.
It wasn't?
No. And it wasn't a policeman who was looking for us for the dead guy.
No.
No. It was a big, naked black guy covered in dirt and moss and vines, and hanging out of his mouth was a dead child's arm.
Ah! Oh, that's terrible.
The end of that part.
Oh, that's hideous. That's just a terrible thing. That's just a terrible thing because a child who's dead, you know, that's a terrible thing to kill a child. It's almost as bad as killing a dog. It's probably worse than killing a dog, in fact, but it's really on the same level. They're both alive, and I really should never have killed Mr. Waffles. It's just a terrible thing to do.
Oh, my God, will you shut up about your stupid dog? This was a kid. An Italian kid was killed, and you're like, oh, it's like a dog. No! Italian kid is like a dog? That's really wrong.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, I really should never have said that. That's terrible. You know, those poor parents, they lost a child, and that's really a terrible thing. And I'm sure, you know, really, really, the black gentleman, the Harlem Smoke, he was someone's child as well. And someone loved him just as much as I loved Mr. Waffles. I loved him.
You are absolutely pathetic. You just suck. You know, I tell a scary story, and you're like, oh, I have personal tragedy. Well, keep your personal tragedy out of my show. Because frankly, it's supposed to be scary. People are listening to this to be scared, and they're going to be like, oh, I feel bad about a dog. Shut up about a dog! Dogs suck. Better if they're dead.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Tommy.
Thank you. Thank you for that, because it really is terrible. It really is terrible to lose someone you care about, even if it was, in fact, you who ordered them to be dead.
You are so stupid. God damn it.
All right, Scapey. All right. Well, we should just wrap it up then, I think, so he can go be himself and rest.
Yes. Yes, please.
So, Scapey, you know, last time you said that this, you think the scary moral is going to be get a fresher one. Is that still what you think?
No. Because I will tell you, there is still some get a fresher one stuff in this episode, but I actually think I'm going to go back to my previous guess, because it sounds like this one, the scary moral is, your chemical might take longer than you think, because that's what happened. Also, last time I said dogs are stupid, and I was going to say that maybe that was not the case, because that's not really in the story, but dogs are stupid, and you are pathetic for crying on your stupid dog.
That's just happening,
Scapey, that's so mean. If you died, I would be sad, and you're just a cat.
Well, cats are better than dogs. So that's sensible.
Scapey, that's just really mean. People love their pets, and it's understandable that they are very sad when they die.
He killed his dog. He killed it.
Well, that's true. That was unreasonable.
Right.
All right, well, we should wrap this up.
All right, fine. Next time on Scapey Stories, we're going to get some more scariness, and I think there might be something about how long a chemical takes. Maybe.